A tiny activist investor won a hard-fought battle against an oil giant this week. Engine Number One, a new activist hedge fund, secured two seats on ExxonMobil's board of directors yesterday, part of a larger push by activists to force oil companies to take climate change more seriously. Let's bring in MSNBC anchor and economics correspondent Ali Velshi. And Ali, during this meeting yesterday, Engine Number One's Charlie Penner called his fund's campaign a long shot. They were trying to get four seats on Exxon's board, but they got two. How big a deal is this?
And they came close to three out of 12 board seats. This is, I can't explain how big a deal this is. This is monumental. ExxonMobil, the biggest, the oldest, the sort of the stalwart of the energy industry, having two people on the board now who feel that their climate strategy is incorrect. The only reason they got those two seats and almost a third is because they were backed by BlackRock. And BlackRock and Vanguard and State Street are the biggest investors, you know, that people use for their 401ks to buy exchange-traded funds. So these big investment firms, which used to represent sort of moneyed interests and wealthy people, now represent a complete cross-section of America. And those investors want their investments to go in things that are more corporate, you know, that have greater corporate responsibility. So BlackRock and others have been pressuring these boards across America, including Exxon, to take more responsibility. And they back these two directors, which is why they're on the board.
And people might be used to activist investors who buy a lot of stock, so they get to go to the big meetings and they stand in the back and kind of yell out, "You should do this." But this is on the board. And Engine Number One was started last year for this purpose, to challenge Exxon's strategy. What are they critical of? What would they like to see? What might they be pushing?
Well, so, yeah, you're right. A voice on the board is very different than a voice in the back of a room in an annual meeting. So this is it almost doesn't feel right to use the word activist. They're now actually on the board. They did start with the idea of getting oil and gas companies like ExxonMobil to be more responsible, to take climate change seriously. Remember, these are companies that had data about the effect of oil on climate and not only denied that data, but sort of misled the public on it. So the chief of Engine Number One, Charlie Penner, who spoke there, he said, "Change, even under the best of circumstances, will take work, will take years. The work has to begin now." Basically, they're saying that the CEO of Exxon just isn't moving fast enough, and now there'll be somebody, again, two of 12 members, that's a big deal, the board, at board meetings, agitating for them to say the right thing, do the right thing, and make more aggressive change.
Now, two other oil companies also took steps yesterday. A Dutch court ruled Shell has to ramp up its strategy to cut emissions, and Chevron shareholders voted the company must align its climate goals with the Paris Agreement. What's your sense of what's happening here?
I think this is sea change. This is a very, very big deal. We knew that these companies won't change their view on climate change when dealing with such a lucrative business such as oil and gas until the big money started saying they need to. And now that's what's happening. The big money, represented by these major ETF and shareholding asset management firms, are now stepping in and saying, "We will back candidates who cause you to do these things." It's a big, big change.
MSNBC anchor and economics correspondent Ali Velshi telling us about it. Ali, thanks so much.
My pleasure.